Welcome back to A Man's World. This episode was recorded back in February of 2023. This is featuring Dave. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload. Welcome back to A Man's World. This week we have Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So you want to talk a little bit about you and like what you do for a living and stuff?
All right. So I'm Dave Lubelzik, and I've been known for many years as the Brain for Rent. I work with business consultants to help them. I work with solopreneurs. I'm a business consultant, and I help entrepreneurs to build not only a business, but really craft their life. So having them look at both their business and their life concurrently and plan out, you know, the next 20 or 30 years of your life in order to make sure that you're crafting a business or earning stream in your career to allow you to really live the life you want and not have those regrets later on in life.
That's cool. So now, what made you want to start doing that?
So I've done many things. I came out of the world of media production years and years ago, okay. And then I got into branding and marketing, and I kind of evolved through the mm-hmm. business consulting world. And about uh-huh. 8 years ago, I started helping entrepreneurs one-on-one, and then the pandemic hit, and I started working with larger groups of people mm-hmm. to try and help them all pivot during mm-hmm. that time where they were all trying to figure out what they wanted to be. And then a lot of people just decided to quit their jobs and start businesses. Yeah. And so I what made me do this version of what I do mm-hmm. is I was seeing too many people that quit a corporate job mm-hmm. and they wanted all this freedom, but then they built a business that actually gave them less freedom. They were now chained to their business and not having that free time and in the resources of time and energy and money to really do the things that they left their corporate job to do.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I apologize. Daisy just bombarded herself in the way to my room, even though my door was shut. So if you heard that little crash, it was my cat. Sorry. But anyway, that's interesting. I know, like, my mom, for instance, she started a new job during COVID and left and started another new job and now has the job of her dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, life's too short to hate mm-hmm. what you do every day. For far too long in society, we've thought about it's all about earning money. And if I earn a big pool of money, no matter how much I hate uh-huh. what I do, well, I'll be able to do the things I want. And what ends up happening is you're either have no time or you're just too tired to really use that pool of money. And the next thing you know, you wake up and you know it's later on in your life, and you can't back across Europe mm-hmm. or you because your body doesn't want to do it anymore, or you've just changed your tastes and you lose out on so many experiences throughout your life. And there's really these different chapters of your life. You know, I have people look at 5-year chapters in their life and mm-hmm. have them try and figure out what do they want to do during that time, you know?
Yeah. I know, like, for me, since I'm going to be going to college, and so it's funny, like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do, and it's like, do I get a job during college? What do I do? And, like, I think I'm going to work on campus and then hopefully get a job in media after.
Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I went to college for advertising and, mm-hmm. and I've gone through that world. I went into media production before I did advertising, did a lot of video editing and educational videos and ran a cable TV station for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, so my career has evolved over time. But, you know, there's always this commonality in what you do in your career. You know, when you look back, you go, all right, you know, for me, it was always problem solving and for mm-hmm. always doing things with limited resources.
Yeah.
You know, whether I was working at a small community college and we were trying to produce big budget, you know, video production, to, you know, working with entrepreneurs that are mm-hmm. bootstrapping and trying to figure out what they're doing. Yeah. But the commonality has always been use the limited resources you have mm-hmm. in the most maximum way. And that kind of ties into what I'm doing now.
That's cool.
Is that only earn what you really need mm-hmm. to earn, because otherwise you're just wasting your time and energy. But for money you're not actually using.
Yeah. I know me personally, I was like, I want to go in a career that's talking because I will succeed if it's talking. If it's like having to sit in an office and like pay attention, I'm not going to do well. I can't sit still. Like I give you a lot of credits if you sit in an office all day. I could never do that. So I need something where it's always hands-on, and that's like what I'm trying to find.
Well, I actually crafted my life so that I can go where I want. You know, I work on Zoom now all the time mm-hmm. With my clients, but I can do it from anywhere.
That's
and so, you know, as soon as I get off a call, I go out, you know, out behind my building. I live in an old mill and uh-huh. there's a waterfall. So I'll walk out by the waterfall. Uh-huh. I'll sit out there and answer emails in a hammock that I tie between two trees.
That's nice.
You know, so I've actually replanned my life to be able to live kind of the way I want.
And well, have the funny enough, when I get older, my one goal is that I want another Siamese cat. I want another Siamese cat. They're like so vocal, and I have one right now. But I want to be somewhere where it's like always sunny, not raining, no snow. And like I want it to be like just like my world. Like I call it Amanda's world. But yeah.
Well, you know, you want to plan your life, because if you don't plan your life, life plans it for you.
Yes.
And you also want to be who you are. You know, yeah. One of my favorite quotes is, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it off the top of my head, but Ralph Waldo Emerson, he talks a lot about being yourself in a lot of his work. And and one of them is that, you know, the best thing that you can do in life is to be yourself when other people are trying to make you something else.
And yes, so that's very true.
Part of what I do. I've always been, and it's a huge part of what I do with my clients.
That is very, very true. Well, thank you, Dave, for coming on. I'm going to link all your stuff below. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for this is Small Business Saturday, so I'll see you all for Thursday's upload. Thanks for listening. Listening to this week's episode, I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload.